This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Republican Governor Kay Ivey has won a full term as the state's top leader, defeating Tuscaloosa Mayor Democrat Walt Maddox. Ivey became governor last year after then-Governor Robert Bentley resigned. In a speech to supporters in Montgomery last night, Ivey says the odds were stacked against her and she had an uphill battle. Questions around the 74-year-old's health clouded her campaign.
Some folks said I'd never make it across the finish line. Others claimed I was on my last breath.
But Ivey told supporters nothing could be further from the truth because she finished strong. Unofficial results show Ivey took 60% of the vote. In Maddox's concession speech, the Tuscaloosa mayor congratulated Ivey and offered his support. The office of Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice will remain in Republican hands as Associate Justice Tom Parker won over Jefferson County Circuit Judge Democrat Bob Vance. Vance ran unsuccessfully for the same seat 6 years ago against Judge Roy Moore, who is a mentor to Parker. In a speech to supporters in Birmingham, Vance congratulated Parker and encouraged those who gathered to persevere.
This campaign and the results tonight show us that change is never easy. We must be willing to fight the fight, and sometimes it takes time.
All nine seats on the Alabama Supreme Court will still be held by Republicans. In the only other contested Supreme Court race, Birmingham attorney Jay Mitchell defeated Jasper lawyer Donna Wesson Smalley for the Place 4 position. It was a rough election day for Democrats in Alabama, but the party can claim victory in Jefferson County. Longtime Jefferson County Sheriff Republican Mike Hale lost his bid for re-election, defeated by Democrat Mark Petway. Petway is a detective in the sheriff's office. Voters also elected Democrat Danny Carr as Jefferson County District Attorney. He defeated Republican Mike Anderton, who was appointed interim district attorney last year by Governor Kay Ivey. Both Carr and Petway are the first African Americans elected sheriff and district attorney in Jefferson County. Democrats control judicial races in Jefferson County. However, one race may not be over. Democrat Linda Hall defeated Republican Teresa Pulliam in the race for Circuit Court Place 14. A judge last week ruled Hall was disqualified because she does not meet the residency requirement. Cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon, a high around 67. Be cloudy tonight with a slight chance of rain, lows around 52, and cloudy tomorrow with a chance of rain, highs of 65.